Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
All right. Welcome.
Cindy.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello, Cindy.
Welcome to another episode of So Jillian.
I was wondering.
What movie that you have seen in your lifetime, and gee, you should definitely
chime in.
What movie has scared the crap out of you?
It was Jaws.
Candyman.
Candyman?
Wow, that you guys went right to it. That's awesome.
What's the Candyman about?
Oh, Candyman.
It's about the guy that appears in the mirrors.
It's pretty scary.
Listen to that evil laugh she's got.
No, she's being cryptic today.
How old were you when you saw it? There's a guy in a mirror? What does he do?
Scary.
Scary?
My teens.
What?
Yeah.
You're afraid of a guy in a mirror in your teens?
I'll show you.
Because every time you look in a mirror, this is like, isn't he like behind you? And
come on.
Wore a big cape.
Oh, come on.
Well, then just don't look in the mirror.
Well, just don't go in the ocean.
1992, yeah. High school.
He was in the bathtub, too.
Yeah,
the pool.
I know. He was in the lake for me. Jaws, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Jaws. All right. Okay. No. Oh, here's one.
He's a good-looking black guy. That's what you're afraid of?
Oh, man. He's freaky.
Oh, he's not okay. Like Freddy Krueger.
Like. Yeah, no, Freddy Krueger was like too far, but this guy was like looked like anyone else. That's what made him so scary.
Got it. All right, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as we're on these like creep out theme, would you want to know when you're going to die?
Absolutely.
Like, do you want to know the date and the
no?
Time
oh, I want to know when my round trip ticket is.
No,
I got things to get done.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm.
I would want to know.
No.
I mean, look at a calendar right now and look at a date that's 30, 40, 50 years away, and you know you might not be here.
Yeah. No, I don't want to know.
Okay.
Because what if it was a month from now? You'd be a mess for a month.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. I'd be a wreck.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know.
Jake.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that's Justin
present.
Timberlake movie where you all have that time counting down on your wrist. You
Final
know.
Destination.
Oh my god!
No,
Justin
Timberlake clock. Movie. I forget what it was called. It wasn't Clock Stoppers.
No,
it wasn't that. But it's where
it's like Logan. It's Logan's Run.
The poor people have limited time, and the rich class has a bunch of time, and you could give people time and stuff like that.
I mean, just think about it. Okay. If you knew that you could do things and.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do you like magic? Like magic tricks, magicians?
Yes.
Jake loves it.
Come on, you guys hesitating. Magic is cool.
I like it. I was waiting for Jill to answer. I like magic.
I mean, it's, I don't think I've ever given that a second thought.
Wow.
The David Blaine guy is cool, though. There's something about that guy. Like, I don't know if it's magic. I mean, doesn't he, like, really
optical
do?
Optical illusion.
I thought he, like, really will sit in a tub of freezing water.
Yeah, he really
though.
Does.
Yeah, like, he'll really, like,
no, he does
live.
Those stunts.
Yeah, like, so I don't know. Is that magic or is that mind over matter? Mm. But, like, a card trick, like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because I already know it's a trick.
Well, there was that, you know, the Heinlein book, Stranger in Strangeland?
No.
And he's like an alien, so he's magic. But he makes a living as a magician at a certain point. And it,
magic
and
alien.
I read that as a kid, and I remember thinking, yeah. So it's either you're really magic, and, well, good for you. I mean, you're doing
– It's no longer magic because you're magic.
It's not magical because you're magic. Or
you're full
it's
of
a
shit.
Trick.
Right.
And I don't want to be tricked.
Yeah, people want to be entertained, though. Like Houdini,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's you know, it's you get to wonder and try and figure it out. It's a puzzle.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Okay. What's the dumbest way you've ever been injured?
Oh, there's so many. Okay, I'm going to let G take this one first. I mean...
Probably involves my penis.
Oh, man. How'd you do that?
This girl was just bouncing too hard on it.
Oh, you can break that thing.
Well, that's not a dumb way.
Yeah, it is, because I told her, chill out.
Oof.
That hurts. Jake, that's happened to you, right?
Snap my dick?
Yeah.
No. Thank God.
Really?
No, I've stubbed it.
What do you mean stubbed it?
Like you're having sex and then you pull out too far and when you go back in, you kind of you miss and it, you know, you stub it.
Okay.
But never a full bend, like,
oof.
Yeah. Half.
God.
It hurts.
Ugh.
It's just to think of all that body weight on top of it.
Ugh. Oh, no.
No, that's awful.
Ow.
Yeah.
God, that sounds terrible.
It happens, though. Where are my guy listeners?
Dennis Rodman.
Rodman broke his wiener?
Yeah, he had this whole animated story on Vice about it. He was telling a story, and they, like, animated it. It was pretty funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Jake has the best nuggets of information.
Yeah. I burned my leg on the tailpipe of a car. So I pulled the... No, it was really dumb. I had an asshole car. And I...
Blaming the car.
No. It was an asshole car. It was a Ferrari. I had an asshole car.
Oh,
even though
yes.
Giancarlo has the latest one. So I pulled it.
So what does that mean?
Nothing.
Stay with the tailpipe.
Fucking, yeah. But don't put your dick in the tailpipe. You'll be fine. So... I pulled it into the car, but I didn't know if it was in far enough for me to close the garage door. So I put my checked with my foot the line where the garage door hits and the back of the car, and pressed my leg up against the tailpipe, and I have a huge circle scar
still
on my shin, like a douche.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah,
I've never seen that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Three-inch exhaust pipe.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
Cindy,
that's pretty.
Did someone break your dick?
No, I think the stupidest way I ever got injured was when my friend John accidentally dropped a
knife on your
carving
foot.
Knife into my toes.
Oh.
Yeah, between the pinky and the other toe.
Oh, man.
It bounced right off of my right out. I mean, it did.
Oh.
There was a little hole in the wood in the floor.
God.
But it did bounce out because I have flip-flops on.
Mm.
Yeah, toe's still there, so.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Is there a situation or a place where you feel totally out of place?
You know what? This is a great question. When I'm the only white person in a room, and then I imagine what it must feel like for people of color to be surrounded by whiteies all the time and how stressed that must make them feel. And it's like I was somewhere. Oh, okay. We went to an award ceremony and everybody was black. And I, for some reason, felt like I shouldn't be there.
Mm.
Like I was intruding.
Mm.
And then I was talking with a friend of mine and she's like, well, have you ever read Ebony magazine? And I was like, no. She's like, why? And I was like, I just felt like I wasn't invited.
Mm.
And, you know, and it's like, it's weird. Like I feel like I'm intruding. I don't know how to explain it. And but it just like, I feel like, you know, it's like, what are you doing here? You're not one of us. It's strange. I wish, and I, you know, and then I was, everything was fine. It was awesome. I got to meet Carmelita Jeter, who, you know, who's the bomb. I mean, so, but yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Wow. That's, yeah.
And I, it helps me identify more,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
But
G.
I never feel uncomfortable in those situations.
No, he doesn't ever.
I can't imagine you feeling uncomfortable in any situation. Except maybe, you know.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know.
Maybe when your penis gets broken, but.
Yeah. He doesn't really have an issue.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is there, I guess we could, is there one exercise you actually enjoy doing? I mean, like
I
you
do like yoga
to?
And spinning sometimes and boxing. She likes all exercise.
Yeah, do right.
For the most part, I've tried everything. Pilates is kind of tough. Bar is really hard. That's not really nice for like the inner groin area.
Well, you're 6'3".
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, the bar classes. But
220.
I like dance classes. Those are fun.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
He does actually like dance classes.
Those are fun. I'll try anything.
Yeah, I bet.
Has and will.
Oh, I've been doing this thing, though. It's not good for me. It's not good for my feet. I've been doing Rise Nation, but they just opened up one by my house.
Yeah,
but the problem is the platform isn't like where your feet go in on the VersaClimber.
Oh, it's too tight?
It's too like narrow. Mm.
Oh,
so like
it squishes your foot.
Yeah. So
they can't fix that? They don't have a different...
I'm trying to figure out how to fix it because... Like, you know how we were talking about like hand fatigue?
Yeah.
Your foot gets tired.
Oh,
and you start. Yeah. So I got to figure that one out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that shouldn't happen. No. Ooh. Thanks, Bishop.
I have. What's in your bedside table? Can't wait for G's answer.
Okay. Woo for play.
Uh huh. Yeah.
You're welcome, Michael and Lauren.
Yeah, that stuff's awesome. That organic coconut lube. Yeah, that stuff's the bomb. Chapstick.
Tissues?
No, you're a dude. I don't have tissues. I'm a girl.
You don't blow your nose at night?
No. Yeah, no. A coupon. Your nose or your wiener?
Nobody blows your nose.
Sarah comes in. She's just like, what am I walking
into?
I
missed it. I'm sad.
Coupon book from the kids. Like, you know, like I can exchange it for cuddles or whatever.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah, a couple of cards. I don't have anything else crazy in there because my kids go through my stuff, man.
Yeah.
Got a gun.
In the beds? See, because you don't have a kid. I have a fingerprint safe for one handgun.
What else do I have? I have a white noisemaker.
Surprised you don't have a fingerprint safe, though, because someone could steal your gun.
I do.
Okay.
I pull it out at night.
Okay. Oh, smart.
Yeah. Heard that about you.
Hey.
Wow.
Go Cindy with the risque.
I couldn't let that one go.
What else do I have? The white noise or the rainmaker, whatever that thing you want to call
it. In the bedside table?
Yeah. It sits on it.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I have a HomePod on there, which is great. So I play it through – I play my music through that. Have you
– You mean like one of those like –
The Apple HomePod? Have you heard the bass on that thing?
No.
Ooh, it's the bomb. It's really good.
No.
What else do I have on there? Remote controls.
Oh, yes.
Cute. Yeah, me too.
The blackout shade thing.
Yeah,
Remote control for that.
True.
My cell phone.
Yeah, the cell phone charger. Me too.
But
hashtag me too.
Bottle of water.
Yeah, okay. Candle. I'm with you on the water.
I'm just going through. I'm just thinking of everything that's on my nightstand.
I don't even have room for all this crap.
He's got like this giant, like a twin bed.
I need to make a quick getaway. $1,000 in cash. God forbid. There's a natural disaster.
I told you, I'm like, have a prep pack.
Yeah. Oh, well, come on, LA.
You're LA. The queen of that.
We got go bags. We got go bags here. All right, last one.
Yeah, because I'm starving, Cindy.
All right, you got that sandwich ready to go in your mouth. I'm going to ask you the question. What was your favorite childhood TV show?
Bugs Bunny.
Dukes of Hazzard.
No, a racist.
Not
what?
Daisy Duke.
Oh.
Virginia General Lee?
She, well, as a passenger.
Okay.
Jake, what was your favorite childhood? I'm just hoping he has a mouthful.
It was a Simpsons because my dad is like 100% Homer Simpson and we would watch it together.
Okay.
Sarah, what's your favorite childhood TV show? Into the mic. When you
Gem and the Holograms.
Think of it.
My favorite. I can't think of one.
Great job.
Sorry, yeah, well, I'm the worst. I'm not
Sesame Street. Gary Gnu, Great American Roller Coaster, Space Coaster, whatever
no,
it's called.
No, All Real Monsters.
Ooh, fancy.
Never even heard of it.
Nice.
Don't even know it.
Nickelodeon.
Smurfs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, remember them.
All right.
Wait, what else?
There we
go. Yeah, I got nothing. No, I don't have anything.
Well, there we go.
My kids watch a show about a farting shark.
Of course
what?
They do.
Swear to God.
They're your kids.
They're deranged. You know what I love? Coming home from a trip and getting to sleep in my own bed with my own sheets. And a big part of that is because I have the most comfortable cozy sheets in the world. They're from Brooklinen, and I'm obsessed. I sleep so much better on them. And it's not like they're marked up 300% like most bedding. If anything, Brooklinen is underpriced, and everyone loves them. They've gotten 20,000 five-star reviews, people. That's a heck of a lot of love. No wonder it's the fastest-growing bedding brand in the world. Brooklinen sheets are so comfy, you're definitely going to want to try them. And you know what? You can. Because Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at Brooklinen.com. They even give you a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off free shipping is the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Hello, squad.
Hello,
what up?
Newman.
Half the audience doesn't even know that reference.
I know. Yeah, I think people just say it and don't even know where it came from.
Yeah. Well, you and I know. And
but it's on TV every channel every day.
Right?
But you just said it. New York. That's the thing. Had you not said it, like, you know that Deadpool Flashdance reference? Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know what that is.
Just think about everything they missed out on.
Like, yeah, they're like,
I tell you kids these days, I don't understand.
But then they're like, oh, it was before my time. I'm like, the Beatles were before my time. Aretha Franklin was before my time.
Time was like, before your time.
Yeah, so. Citizen Kane was before my time. Like, what are you guys,
I don't
what
know,
are you guys
gee,
doing?
Kids these days. I don't know.
Yeah, what?
I don't know, what are you going to do?
Flashdance is a classic.
Hump Day.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I thought we might do a segment on finding the right trainer. And the reason, and I know we've done this like 100,000 years ago, but the reason is because I have these two friends who both just hired a trainer. One has an injury and one is pregnant. And both of them had the wrong trainers. So like the first one was like, oh, my trainer is like on set. And I was like, no, you know, I like, oh, this trainer was like away on a movie, like training actors. But like that was her trainer. And I was like, you have like a serious back issue. Like you need not a weekend certification trainer. Like I'm sure, you know, look, that's great. You're a Hollywood actor and like awesome. You know, like I mean, I didn't go to college and get my degree in kinesiology, you know, but and I can take weight off of people like nobody's business. But you need to look at your goal for fitness first and foremost as a specialty. So like you're not going to go to a criminal attorney for divorce. You know what I mean? You're not going to go to a cardiologist for a foot problem. And trainers are the same. I think people just think, oh, a trainer's a trainer.
Yeah, true.
And they're not. We're not. And if they tell you they are, they're a liar. So, like, just like a general practitioner, like, right. You know what I mean? But there are trainers that specialize. Like, my specialty is weight loss, getting you shredded. That is what I do. If you came to me and said, I want to gain 10 pounds of muscle, I mean, I'd be like, okay, I remember back in trainer school. Like, we need to eat like this, okay? And then we're going to live. Like, but it's not my specialty at right. all. Like, whereas, like, with weight loss, like, it's not even a question. I do it with my eyes closed. You do what I say, you will be shredded. Like, and fast. I can do it quick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But a person with a back injury, like, I did own a sports medicine facility, but I haven't in, I don't know, 14 years.
14, 15 years.
Yeah. Like, I would never take on that client. Even, not that I'm taking on clients, but I mean, if I was, and nor, even if I called the doctor, I'd be,
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we're not training with Hollywood trainers. Yeah. No. Like, you need a specialist.
You're right. It's a GP of trainers.
Yes.
Without one that doesn't, they have to specialize. Even GP specialize. So would your trainer?
I got her an Olympian with an advanced degree in kinesiology who worked with professional athletes with injuries, had the same injury from sports, and then was consulting with her doctor.
That makes much more sense.
And I was like, doesn't this seem, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then my friend who's pregnant, I'm like, is your trainer certified in pregnancy fitness? No.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, dude, And I'm like, why didn't you come to me? And she's like, oh, I didn't want to bother you. I'm like, it's what I do. Like, even when we did the pregnancy DVD and the pregnancy book, like, I guarantee you, I'm 100% a better trainer probably than this person that she found at the local gym. I would be like, oh, we need to get you a specialist.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, when I did the book and I did the DVD, I worked with a specialist. Like, the best of the best in the pregnancy fitness space to get cosigns on everything. And four doctors, a pediatrician, an OBGYN, an endocrinologist, a doula, a freaking pregnancy fitness specialist, a registered dietitian. Like, you can't just, when it comes to training, like, yeah, if you're looking to just get fit, okay, fine, go to the local gym if you like someone. That's a start.
Yeah, you're probably just baffled by the fact that someone would be so lax with having those ailments and letting just some random person.
Because they're a trainer.
Right.
Like, because they call themselves a trainer. Like, yeah. I could call myself a lawyer and I might be great at litigation. It doesn't mean I do entertainment law. Like, you got to look at trainers the same way. And if you're like, well, I just want to lose weight. All right. Well, first, like, are they certified? Do they have insurance? Do you like their personality? You know, have you seen work that they've done? Who are their clients?
Yeah.
Do they know what they're doing? Like, have you seen evidence that I cannot tell you how much stupid shit people tell me that their trainers have said. Like, oh, this one came to me, Bishop, with hot yoga. And I was like, girl, no. And she's like, what do you mean no? And I was like, what do you mean? What do I mean? And I was like, you tell me why you think that's a good idea. Why did you think it was it? Other than someone who's dumb told you so. Who shall remain.
A big you thing. Like to sweat?
No, I love the way hot yoga feels. Even though, like, and I have it, I don't do it anymore.
I stopped her.
But I love the feeling. I would do it at 6 a.m. in the morning, like almost every morning. And first of all, I don't have to talk to anyone for like the first hour and a half that I'm awake. And I already sweat everything out. And then I'm just
What
like,
are you sweating out? Except tequila. Hydration.
But it feels tequila. It feels good. Tequila.
No. It's dehydrating the shit out of you.
And I
it's
didn't,
not toxins.
And I didn't know that.
It's not fat. Yeah. It's not calories. It's your body desperately trying to cool down and you becoming dehydrated.
But then why do you feel good after?
Because you just worked out. So you have endorphins going.
Yeah, but the amount of sweat, like, it's just.
It's in your head.
I kind of miss it.
It is psychological. You can go do it, like, once a week.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not, like, it is literally, like. It's a bad idea. And I sit there and I listen to trainers like, I'm sorry, like Tracy Anderson, God bless you. But like she will say things like, oh, well, you're sweating out toxins. I'm like, no, girl. It's called biology.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Oh, the small muscles. Like there's no science to what like. I don't even be a monster, but like I just like people will say I'm like, no, this is not like open for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
2 + 2 = 4. It just is. Yeah. It just is. So that's where I kind of just, you know, you shouldn't just sign up. And my friend was like, I bought 10 sessions. I was like, you bought 10 sessions with a trainer? You like, huh? She's like, I didn't want to pay every time. And I was like, you didn't ask. So,
wow.
First, they need to be certified. Second, you need to see results. Third, you need to like them. And fourth, if there's a specialty or something specific, they need to have experience in that. You want to gain weight, you need somebody experienced in that. You want to lose weight, you need somebody who specializes in that. You want to be more mobile, you want sports-specific training. You have an injury you're working around, you need a physical therapist. Like, you can't just go to a trainer, my trainer.
Well,
no.
Especially now. I mean, there's so many different specialties out there. It's not like, well, you know, I needed a notary. So there's only one kind of notary. I mean, this is what you can have so many different kinds, including, like you're saying, just the one who just went and got their general degree. And, you know, you have choices. So it's out there
Make
for
a
you.
Smart one. That's all.
All right, even though I don't wear contacts, I know a lot of you do. And I want to tell you about Simple Contacts because it's going to save you a ton of time and, lucky you, money as well. So check it out. You take a quick self-guided vision test from your phone or computer, and a licensed doctor reviews it in 24 hours. Then you get a renewed prescription and you reorder your contacts. That's it. And now that summer's here, you're going to be spending time at the beach or vacation, so you can use Simple Contacts to stock up for the season. Now, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, but it's the most convenient way to get your contact lens prescription renewed and keep your favorite brand of contacts on hand, because Simple Contacts offers all brands and types of lenses. Their prices are unbeatable, shipping is free, and my listeners get $20 off their first Simple Contacts order with promo code Jillian. So to get $20 off your contact lenses, go to simplecontacts.com/Jillian or enter the code Jillian at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/Jillian or just enter Jillian at checkout.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers
into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We haven't checked in with Jake. Jake has been in Vegas at the Poker World Championships.
The World Series of Poker.
There's a World Series of Poker.
Yeah. Wow. Happens every summer.
I watch it on
Vegas.
TV.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Do you know that they play those, like, I mean, ESPN plays.
No, you don't.
Yeah, the WPT.
They play it all the time.
Come on.
Yeah. That's another one. Yeah, they play those all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I've
really?
Seen those. It's...
And you're doing pretty good out there, aren't you, little stinky?
Yeah, so I'm not entering the world. So the World Series of Poker is a bunch of different events, but all the buy-ins there are a couple $1,000, so it's a little too expensive for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing the, like, couple $100 tournaments.
Okay.
And I recently, I took fifth in a field of 3,050 people.
Ooh.
Bang!
For $17,000.
Nice.
Which was the, biggest cash of my life, so it was really exciting.
You're rich!
That's awesome.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that kind of money you got to pay tax on.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was great to get that far, and one of the guys that I really look up to, one of my stepbrother's best friends, he came to the final table of that to watch me and, like, coach me through on breaks and in between hands and stuff, and it was really, really cool to know that all the things I was all the moves I made were pretty much exactly what he would have done.
Really?
And yeah, so I'm playing my best poker, and I've been doing this for years and years, and now it's finally paying off. Like, this year I've cashed in a few other things for a couple thousand here and there.
Good for him, man. Love it.
So
he loves it.
Yeah, I absolutely love it so much.
So Jake, what are the three top starting hands that you would play?
I mean, aces, kings, and ace king.
Queens. What about, so ace, ace, king, king, queen, queen?
Ace, ace, king, king, and ace, king.
Ace, king.
That never happens, though.
Ace and queens, you know, any
ace, hand. King suited or?
Ace, king suited, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's been studying. Yeah. Oh, gee.
How's your poker game going,
Jill?
Rounders.
I crushed it.
Yeah?
You know what the key is? Fold. I'm serious. You have a shitty hand, fold.
Fold.
Get out of there.
Yeah, but you know something also? Like,
run away.
They say statistically, beginner poker players fold 80% of the hands that they get. It's only until you really learn the game that you can have a shit hand, like a two and a jack, right?
Yeah.
And make money from it.
But once you fold on that, Jake?
It depends, you know, like,
because you play with confidence, right?
Yeah, and you're putting your opponents on ranges, and you don't want to
range.
So a range is I'm starting to figure out what starting hand you have, where you've begun, and according to the betting and how you're reacting to me, and vice versa. I could narrow down your range to, by the end of the hand, I could figure out where you're at. And maybe I can place a bet that can push you off this hand if I figure the right range, or maybe I can fold. I can make a strong fold if I have a good hand, but I think you might have slightly better. Like, you start to really narrow down these ranges and make much better decisions.
Right, but you need, like golf, you need hundreds of hours.
Oh my god, yeah, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of hands you gotta play.
I'll be on Jake's team.
Yeah, you were, if you remember,
she was on Jake's team before she passed out unconscious. You know she locked herself in the bathroom, right?
Downstairs?
Yeah.
Why?
It took three men to get the door open.
Okay, Jill.
And when we got the door open,
it was sleeping?
It was sitting on the floor, fully clothed, thank God.
Thank God.
In the splits.
Okay, he needs backstory.
Rocking
first of all.
Back and forth.
No, you'll stop.
We have it all look at his face. In a past, which...
The next week.
No. Yeah,
it's called Straight Face Bishop.
It will be a past episode by the time
I had two drinks, yes, and Jill apparently was refilling my drink.
That did not happen once,
Heidi,
by the way.
Heidi said...
So you bugged out and locked yourself in the toilet?
I have no
Heidi
idea.
Said what?
The last thing I remember was
what were you feeding her? Tequila?
I didn't give her anything.
The last thing I remember was sitting at the poker table, and I woke up in Phoenix's bed.
Well, at the poker table and upstairs, kind of on the floor,
too, a few times. Oh, dear.
Like, don't even remember standing up and leaving. Like, we got there at 8 p.m. I was texting somebody until 1:30 a.m. So there was no...
I have no idea who she was sexting. Whore. I know it locked itself in my bathroom.
So I have a question for you, Jake. Yeah. So how long have you been playing poker?
I mean, I learned the game when I was really, really young, like 4 or 5 or 6 with my grandpa. But like playing poker, like actually with the intent of winning with some form of logic.
Yeah.
Since I was about like 16.
That's awesome.
So I started playing with my dad and his friends on their weekly game. And I thought they were the best players in the world. And I quickly realized that they're just recreational players, which is great. That's what I love about the game, is you can have a recreational game where you drink and have fun and that's all it is. Or you can do it for a living.
Mm. So what if I finance your gambling?
A lot of players sell pieces.
Yeah.
Wow.
They sell pieces of their action, so it minimizes variance, because in tournaments, like, you got to make the top 10% most of the time in a tournament to even cash.
Wow.
So you could play 10 tournaments in a row and only cash in one, and even then, you know, the variance is huge.
Now, you're really passionate about
I love it.
Poker. I follow your Instagram and everything, so I think it's like, it's cool, because I've played it with friends, but I've never known anyone to this level.
I've been studying it. Like, I would like,
he's hopping around.
Like, this, like, May 23rd, I was screen grabbing specific hands and the probability, like, percentage wise.
Crazy.
Jake, check this out. That's great.
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
Show Jake. He's going to play against you.
I think that's
awesome. No, he wants to learn.
It's a brain power thing, right?
To understand, like, the percentage of, because, you know, if you have a photographic memory,
right?
You can have your phone with you at the table.
You can remember, hey, if I have this hand, the chances of winning statistically are 86.25%.
Do you feel like you're using a different part of your brain when you're playing, or
using every part of your brain?
Yeah,
you're using your people skills, psychological, your mathematical part of your brain, your logic, and it's the best. This is why I love poker so much. It's a game, but it's a puzzle. And so throughout each hand, it's a different puzzle, and you're given these pieces. And when you put them together, whether you win or lose that hand, it feels so good to put together those pieces and make the right move, whether it's folding and giving the other person the rest of the pot, or calling, or raising, or anything. It's just every single hand is a new puzzle. So you're just sitting there for hours just doing puzzles, and it's great.
Wow, I bet I would love it.
It's a new form of Sudoku.
I love puzzles. Fold. I love fold. You're like Lori. Lori is...
Remember, we were playing bullshit in Italy last summer. Every other word out of Jill's mouth, bullshit. Bullshit. Like, the cards were not even dealt. She's like, bullshit. It's like 4 in the morning. I'm like, girl, the cards aren't even dealt yet. She's bullshit.
When we go, like, we've gone a couple of times to, like, slot machines. It's like $15 we won. Lori's screaming, cash out, cash out. Cash out. That's her big thing. It's like, yeah, you fold. She's like, cash out. You guys should never be the team. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. The most I've ever won off a slot machine was like $3,000.
That's awesome.
Like $200.
That's amazing. She has good luck.
Yeah, that's a huge win. You guys could actually.
That's exciting. Also, the bells go off.
And he has good luck. So the two of you.
Let me finance your hobby. Make it a profession.
If you want to, I'll choose a tournament or two that we could split the action on. So I'll have half myself. You could have the other half.
All right. Aces full of G.
Aces full of G's.
You like that?
Full of G's. Yeah. Aces full of G's.
I'd be down. I'm fascinated by it. It's like,
we're gonna have to follow this.
Poker is like golf. Poker is like golf. I mean, I've been to some of those Molly's games, if you know what I mean.
I do.
And I mean, there's big money at the table.
All right. I'm curious to see what kind of trouble you two end up in.
Big money.
It's cool.
I think this could be very interesting.
You play with all these different people, and when you're playing at a higher level, you're playing with people that are like little goofball.
Who's this guy?
In his fucking Hawaiian shirt.
That's my guy.
That's my guy. Yeah.
That's my guy.
The little suspect.
That's the guy.
Sketch. But what's his name? Sketch.
Yes.
He's known on the tour as Sketch.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, well.
And everyone's like checking, like, hey, every time he rubs his chest, does that mean he's got winning cards?
Yeah. I'm curious. All right.
If nothing else, I think you should pitch it as a sitcom.
I like that too.
I think it'd be sick. You call it Degenerates and we can go.
I'm down. I could be a degenerate if I need to be.
And
if you need to be
seen.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.